Hello. We are so excited to have you as part of our podcast community. Thank you so much for listening. We want you to be notified every time there is a new episode. Go to our website at teachablewoman.com, scroll down, and join the mailing list. Hit the button subscribe, and you will be notified whenever there is a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Ladies, get ready for an experience that's unforgettable. A women's retreat is coming to Houston, Texas at the Weston Oaks Hotel within the Galleria Shopping Mall. It's hosted by the Teachable Woman podcast. Save the date because it's July 25th through the 27th, 2024. Expect to have fun, laugh, and uncover the treasures in Jesus. Know that God has this retreat tailor-made for you. To be a part of this incredible journey, simply register at teachablewoman.com and secure your spot today.
Welcome back to part two of the Widow's Walk, and this is Reverend Michelle Oz. I am with Sister Willie Mae Gordon, and together we are teachers of good things. In our first session together, we talked about the importance of pre-planning. And Sister Gordon shared with us how important it was to know what our loved one wants when they go home to be with the Lord. And that way there's no squabbling, there's no second guessing. We know because it's already planned and all we have to do is follow the script. And in addition to that, we now want to talk about something that's not tangible, if you will. We want to talk about the importance of love. I happened to attend Brother Gordon's homegoing service, and it was really beautiful. I also had an opportunity to attend what we called the Family and Friends Night, which was the evening before, and individuals who were in attendance were able to make comments about their experiences with Brother Gordon and how much we loved him. But one of the things that I don't think we often consider is the fullness of the families that our loved ones leave behind. Each person means something to the person who's gone home to be with the Lord. And those individuals love the person who has left us. And to have a homegoing service or to have what some call a visitation, depends on, you know, where your training is and what your denomination is. But the damage done when we leave somebody out, whether purposely or not, that damage, it can be lasting. So can you talk a little bit about that with us, Sister Gordon?
Surely I can. I'm glad to. And I'm glad to be back with you again. I would say I was part of a blended family. Well, my husband and I were. We were blended. Okay. There was already, each of us already had a child that came into the marriage. And then, of course, we had additional children. But, which meant there was still somebody else to have to get that child there. Since I did not bore the child, I just think it was so important to kind of get the lineage or the generations of people could know. All right, there was a first Mrs. Gordon and they had a child together. Yes, they were important to him. The wife was at some point, but the daughter continues to be important. Then I came along and I already had my son, so they had to blend together. And then we went on and had two more children together. So out of the four, we have had to learn how to blend. And with the blending comes their other families also. And that has been most important, very important, that we not make a difference when it comes to excluding people. Just because I might have birthed three of the four, I don't feel any different with the fourth one that I didn't have birth. They are all my children. They were all his children. And the same with the grands and the great grands. That's just our thing. To each person his own, but we have stepchildren because Even my grands, they're all blended. But we don't, that's by law, stepchildren. But see, in the sight of God, they're our children. They're our grandchildren. So keep saying step all you want to. That's just not something that we chose to do. They're ours. And the love, when people are not excluded, it was overwhelming. And when I say I saw people there, I saw people speak. And the things, my husband had made an impact in their lives. And I did somewhere along the line. Thank the Reverend O's. But it was people from all walks of life. And that's because the love was shown abroad. It came from within and then it spread it out. And that's what we shared with our children and our grandchildren. Everybody has a role to play. Everybody is important. Regardless of what they may or may not do, they're still ours, and it's our job to still love them, to teach them, and to show them. And I think that is what was just so overwhelming, that I saw all this togetherness in that place that Wednesday night and that Thursday morning, because the love was in action. And whether you, how can you do that? Well, if you know God, you can do it. Because without God, it's just not going to happen. That's where we have all the friction. But we made, my husband and I made the decision to put God at the center of our lives. And that's what we live, he lived by, and that's what I live by. So L-O-V-E was shown, and it was real. It was no, it was real, and it was felt and experienced by all, I would say.
Amen. Sister Gordon had the courage to and enough love to introduce the first Mrs. Gordon and the daughter from that union, which was so beautiful. And she wanted them to stand up. She wanted people to see them. And then she introduced her child from her first marriage. And then she introduced the children that they had together. And then all of the grandchildren stood up and the great grands, and she told them all how much her husband loved them and how much he cared for them. And they all felt a part of this celebration. And it was so heartwarming, and it was genuine. And nobody could question your heart because you were clear. No, I want you to know exactly how this beautiful family was put together, and everybody in it is important. And so it didn't, at that moment, it didn't matter who hadn't called in the last week or stopped by in the last few days or hadn't done the things that they needed to do. You told them they were important, and you made a public announcement that they were important and that he loved them. So nobody was left with the question. And so one of the reasons that I asked to discuss this with our audience is because based on our understanding of people, we can systematically leave people out of such a important moment. And some of the scarring that takes place can be lifelong. And it may not have even been our real intent. We may have been going for something like, well, we just want everything to be peaceful and we don't want anybody to cause any trouble. Whatever it was we were going for, love is really the answer, and love never fails. And for anybody who is going through this process now, I do want to share this scripture with you that I found in Luke, the 7th chapter, verse number 47. And it says, "Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." And so if we feel like there are people in our family who are just always causing commotion and always, ask yourself, how much have I forgiven them?
Wow.
Or am I still holding things to their charge? Is my love for them greater than my lack of forgiveness for them? Can I get past what was the past? And can I lovingly bring them into the future of this moment and let them know how important they are despite all the things that have taken place in the past. So I just scripturally, this is Jesus who is talking. The letters are in red. It says, "Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she is loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Wow. So if we feel like that family member didn't love us enough, or didn't stay involved enough, or just seems to be separating themselves from us, how much have we forgiven?
My Lord.
How much have we forgiven? And so I wanted us to just go through these practical things that we need to think about when we're planning the homegoing service and who is going to have an opportunity to do what. The grandchildren did something. The granddaughters did a dance on one night. The grandsons were the pallbearers. The daughters beautifully sang together in the choir during the service and on the Wednesday night. And it was just a beautiful display of family. And not concerned about how we got put together as a family, because sometimes people are trying to protect a secret or trying to protect something that they don't want other people to know. But God's family is broad, and his arms are outstretched to receive anybody. And surely when he brings one of our loved ones home to be with him, we've got to be able to forget the past and open our arms and receive everyone. And I just wanted you all to know, I happened to witness that. It was one of the most beautiful things that I'd ever seen. Like you, I inherited a daughter. I called myself her bonus mom. But I never called her a step. You know, she's my daughter. And I love the fact that I got her without any, you know, 9 months of my belly stretching and no labor. And I didn't have to, you know, there was a lot of work that was done by somebody else. Her mom, she had a great mom. So, you know, but the point is, love is just that.
Yes.
It's just love.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's enough to have to deal with the loss of someone, and then to have to question whether or not you love them enough, when the people that are yet alive can answer that for you. And the people that are alive can let you know how much they love you to set your heart at ease. So for those who feel like, well, I'm not going to the homegoing service, I'm not going to show up because, you know, they didn't include me, or because they didn't really love me or involve me, or because, let all of those things go. Be present, because you're part of the family. And you don't know what God wants to do with that moment.
Oh, my God.
So be present to receive.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. And to that point, I had some nephews and great nephews that had never gone to a service. And they came to their Uncle Terry's service. But he had a way. My sister says he could talk their language, the young people language, you know. He never would beat them up. He'd just give them some good instruction and say, okay, do it if you want to, do it if you don't. So I saw people there and I said, good God, nobody but my husband could bring all these people here. I hadn't seen them. And here they go, and they came, and they were so glad. And I was too, that they took the time to come out. And I will share this last point, if there's time. Brother Gordon, in October, told his daughter, Cabrina, I want to have a This Is Your Life birthday celebration. I want to know what people got to say about me before I leave.
Amen.
I don't know if he knew he was leaving in March or not. I don't know. But after he got confined to that wheelchair in September, and he was no longer able to get up at all on his own without assistance from me, that was his request. She got on it. She delivered it. And so thankful and blessed for November 7th, to have his birthday on November the 10th, a big celebration to hear and see what people had to say about him. So he got a very good note, very good note. He just didn't make it back to church the one last time that he wanted to while he was alive, but he did make it back.
But yeah, he was always with us. He was always with us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. One of the things that, well, my husband passed during the pandemic, and so there was no gathering. Funeral homes, and matter of fact, the funeral homes weren't allowed to have more than one or two people in them at a given time. And so one of the ways that we were able to include our family is to have each of them, well, each of our children did their own video. Wow. And we made it part of the homegoing service so that everybody could see what each of the children felt and had to say about their dad. And then we built a website, and anybody who knew him was able to put comments up about him. And there was so much that we read and learned that we didn't know, so many people that he helped and ministered to. And it helped us to learn that. So during the pandemic, we weren't able to gather, but we were able to use technology to glorify God in order to find out how his servants served the world. So I'm so excited that Brother Gordon had an opportunity to have his family together. And then we were excited to be able to participate in the beautiful homegoing celebrations that you all had for him as well.
Yes, yes. Amen and amen.
Well, this brings us to our time. I want to thank you for being with us today. I think this is going to be a beautiful insert, if you will, and help our new widows to understand how to proceed. Love is the order of the day, and pre-planning is what we need to do in order to make this very difficult process move smoothly
Lord.
For us.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sister Gordon. God bless you, and we will be in touch with you very soon. All right, those of us who are listening to that podcast, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you allowing us to share a portion of your day and to speak into your life. We pray that God minister to you in some real way that will be tangible in days to come. And if you are not a widow, but you know someone who is, please share our podcast with them so that they might be able to learn and grow thereby. All right. Well, that's it for us today. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
We are excited by the response to the Teachable Women's Retreat, July the 25th through the 27th of 2024 in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much. You are blessing our hearts in ways that you cannot imagine. We have also heard your heart. For those of you who are planning on coming, but you haven't been able to find a roommate, please hit the contact button at our website, teachablewoman.com. Let us know who you are. Let us know you're trying to find a roommate, and we will see what we can do to be of service to you. Thank you so much. We'll see you in July. For those who have not yet registered, please do so quickly. Registrations are going fast.